Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for listening to Lakeshore Public Radio at 89.1 FM on the dial and streaming worldwide in real time at lakeshorepublicradio.org. I'm Tom Lounges, and it's time for Midwest Beats. Today, two special guests joining us first hour, Mr. Jim Peterick of Ides of March. We'll be talking about what's up in Jim's life, their new show coming up at the Acorn Theater this coming weekend. And then coming up a little later in the show, we'll be dancing our way through the decades with a special fundraising segment of the show, because self-injury is a tragedy. It's an epidemic across the world, and we're going to focus on how you can help and people that are helping with a special benefit that's happening Saturday, May 11th in Crown Point. So stay with us. Lots to talk about and lots of music coming up on Midwest Beats. Let's slip into the number one song that put Jim Peterick on the map back in 1970 when they were out there touring with a little band called Led Zeppelin. This is Ides of March and their number one single, Vehicle.
Hey, well, I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. You got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I can take you to a Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. Heaven, you know I love. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you.
Love you.
I need you.
Need you.
I want you. I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love.
Right. Vehicle. Number one song, 1970, Ides of March out of Berwyn, Illinois. And that started a career that has just, I don't even know how to, there's not an adjective to describe the success and the amount of hits that this gentleman has created and put on the radio charts for our enjoyment. I'm talking about Mr. Jim Peterick. Ides of March are performing still. A couple years ago, we had him here in the studio, the entire band, to celebrate their 50th anniversary. And now years have gone past since that, a couple of them anyway, and they're still going strong with the original lineup. Jim, are you with us?
I sure am. And I love hearing Vehicle over the phone. It still sounds good.
Yeah, it does. You know, and it's held up. Now, you have You have re-recorded that song a variety of different ways with the Ides. We've had Bo Bice record it on, American Idol. All these different versions. You've done it with Buddy Guy, a blues version. You've done a jazz version. Why is that song held up as it has? I mean, it's a great song. Many of your songs are great songs, but that one in particular has taken a life of its own.
Yeah, it really has, Tom. I think I'm a believer that a good song, you can make it a reggae, a polka, a cha-cha, blues, and it's still going to sound good. You know, it's all about the message and keeping it simple and to the point.
Right. Now, you have a big show coming up at the Acorn Theater. Let's talk a little bit about that. You're no stranger to the Acorn. You'll be there, what is the date on that? Is that this weekend? The 4th?
It's Saturday.
Saturday.
It's tomorrow.
Wow. It's coming up quick. I didn't even know that show had been booked. Is this a last-minute booking?
No, we've been, it's been on the books for a few months.
Okay.
And, we're approaching sellout, so please get your tickets. We're doing a two-set show. First set will be Unplugged Storytellers, where we'll do, LA Goodbye and a bunch of really kind of older songs, but also a new song called Too Far to Turn Around. And then we take a break and everybody gets a drink and we come back and do the electric set with, songs like Vehicle, Eye of the Tiger, and three new songs from the new Play On album, which will be coming out very, very shortly.
Yeah, you've got a new world stage project out. Now, I know that you and Dennis DeYoung and a few other friends, very celebrity friends, have gotten together. Is that officially out yet?
Yes. April 26th, Jim Peterkin World Stage came out. It's doing phenomenally well. And I think the big thing is the Proof of Heaven video with Dennis DeYoung that's getting a lot of traction. It's a collaboration between Dennis and I, and I'm real proud of it. And the reaction's been absolutely tremendous.
Now, I saw the video up on your website, jimpeterick.com, and I see Colin in the background playing, your son.
You know, he's been doing a lot of work with me lately. He's actually a great drummer. Who knew? I didn't know.
Yeah.
I got pictures of him he's 5 years old behind a drum kit. That's cute. Well, guess what? Now he's a great drummer as well. So we're having a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about the longevity of Ides of March. As I mentioned in the very beginning before we brought you on, you guys started in the 60s. You had some regional hits. The great Dick Biondi and other Chicago radio icons pushed their music. And you guys went on a tour with Led Zeppelin. You did a couple of dates. The press was kinder to you than they were the Zeps. And it's just been going ever since. What's the chemistry? What's the magic that keeps the Ides of March doing what they're doing? I mean, you guys have been together forever.
Well, 55 years. As of October of this year, it was our first show ever at the Red Feather Building in Berlin, Illinois. I think it's, when you know each other since Cub Scouts, you kind of form a bond. And we all totally respect each other and what we do in the band. You know, I'm very much the musical director. Larry's the recorder. Bob is the numbers guy. Mike is the books all the rehearsals. And of course, we're all good at what we do. Drums, bass, guitar, and keyboards. And Scott May has been with us now for 30 years.
Yeah, he's the new guy.
He's the new guy.
Scott's a talent, I'll tell you. And it's interesting because I remember when you guys were all here for the 50th and you were in studio, Scott's talking about how he used to go see the Ides of March and one day dream of being, not only just friends with you guys, but playing with you. And that dream came true for him. He's added so much.
Yes, he has. He's a great player and a great guy.
Now, you were mentioning, you mentioned Eye of the Tiger, of course. That was a big song that you wrote while you were a member of Survivor. But you are still doing that, and the songs you've written for 38 Special, the songs you've written for Sammy Hagar. So we're going to play something just to kind of give the listeners a chance to hear a familiar song done a different way, done the Ide style with the horns. Is that okay?
Perfect.
All right, let's do the one that everyone loves, another number one single from the creative pen of my friend Jim Peterick. This is going back to the Live Ides album, and it's, well, see if you know what this is.
We'll be right back. cut's got the glory. Went the distance, now I'm not gonna stop. Just a man and his will to survive.
And the crowd goes wild for the Ides of March. Vehicle, a song that has stood the test of time, the test of decades, and still going strong. And guaranteed, you will hear that at the Acorn Theater and every Ides of show, Ides of March show that is forthcoming. Jim Peterick, the author of that song, lead singer on that song, with us today here on Midwest Beat. Jim, how are you doing today? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Wow, yeah, great time. It was great to hear that version again. I love it because you played the full version.
Oh, yeah.
Like FM in the old days, dude, you know? I remember, you know, going to sleep and hearing the long version of A Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf and drifting to sleep in the middle part, and then it comes back, you don't know what to, and I'm home. I better wake up. So, that was Underground radio. I loved it.
Yes, it was. And we used to play back in the day the full versions of stuff like the Buckinghams, your friends, Susan. Remember the weird psychedelic part in the middle?
I do. I keep telling Carl, you've got to do that live. And he goes, nah.
I know they didn't like that when they heard it, that it was added like after the mix. But I think that makes the song jump. But anyway.
I loved it. Anyway.
We're talking about the Ides of March and your music and, of course, Survivor, World Stage. You've got these different projects going out there right now. How do you stay so busy and why so busy?
You know, that's a great question. I've got to, you know, I'm not going to slow down, though, because I'm having too much fun. But, you know, it keeps it interesting. You know, I've got the Ides of March. They're my core band. And we're putting out a new album after 55 years of being together.
Wow.
In August. It's called Play On with, you know, guest stars, Mark Farner, Bo Bice, Kathy Richardson, David Pack. I mean, this is the stuff that makes my world go around is to collaborate with other artists. You know, with World Stage that just came out, you know, I've got so many great collaborators from, you know, 38 Special, the Loverboy, and Dennis DeYoung, and Kevin Cronin, and this is what I live for. And, you know, ultimately, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of music, and that's why I write in so many directions. And to get to work with these people that are, you know, some of my heroes, that's what it's all about.
Every time I talk to some of these folks that you've mentioned, I just had Mark on the show not too long ago, and when your name comes up, the respect that all these people have for you, you have not burned a single bridge in 55 years of being in the entertainment business, and that's so unique. I mean, usually there's always some kind of dissing going on somewhere in the music business, but everyone has so much respect for your writing, for you as a person, for the way you handle everything in your career and your life. I got to say, it is salute to you for being not only an incredible musician, but an incredible human being. I mean, all of these people have testimony to that.
Well, that makes my day, Tom. Thank you for sharing that with me.
This new Ides album, is it similar then to World Stage? Because the new World Stage, Winds of Change, is now out, as you mentioned. And the new Ides album has a lot of special guests, many of them from World Stage projects. How are they different? Or is it like a part one, part two?
Well, it is very different. You know, the World Stage album really mines from my whole melodic rock, history. You know, it's very, very much like, you know, what I did with Survivor or Pride of Lions. It's more the AOR kind of rock and roll from the 80s, you know, and all the people that I worked with on the World Stage album are basically children of the 80s. There's some newer artists, but mostly it's from the 80s, you know, with 38 Special, Mike Reno, Dennis DeYoung, Kevin Chalfant, Kevin Cronin. But we've got some newer artists like, you know, Danny Vaughan of Taiketto, we did a great collaboration with, and the Nelson Twins, who are a little bit younger than all of us.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Yeah, they're great. And we did a great song on there called Avalanche that we wrote together. Most of these songs were written in the same room. You know, I mean, they would come out to Chicago or I'd come out there to Atlanta or whatever, and we'd write these things toe to toe. But the main difference between World Stage and the Ides of March is the Ides of March are very much the Ides of March. We don't fit into the 80s rock category. We're more like 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm. And you know, we got the brass, which I would never put on an AOR record, you know, for like Pride of Lions would never have brass, for instance.
Okay.
You know, it's just not that genre. When you're talking about the 80s, you're talking about Survivor, Kansas, Toto, you know, those kind of bands. The Ides of March, we broke that mold. We didn't fit into that mold. We're more soulful, more funky, the horns, the harmonies. That's the Ides of March. And even though we have guest artists like Mark Farner, they're really from that day and age. And it's really a whole different thing.
Now, are you still doing, you've mentioned Pride of Lions, of course, we've had shows here with you. You even came down when Fearless came out and played some stuff live. Is that project still going strong? I know Toby Hitchcock, your partner in crime with Pride of Lions, has done a solo album recently, too. Is it on hiatus? Is it still going? What's the status on Pride of Lions?
Well, we're pretty much on schedule. We do an album about every 4 years, and Fearless was 16, and then, you know, Toby recently put out his solo album. Which is great, you know, and it's a very good record. I just love Toby, and I wish him all the success. So it takes about 4 or 5 years for me to get enough, you know, material in my canon to really do another Pride of Lions record. And so I'm sure there's one in the near future, but, you know, after these two albums, after the Ides of March and World Stage, I'm just looking forward to a break. Yeah, no, I mean, not from live, but from writing. You know, sometimes you need to take a breath, and that's kind of what I'm doing now.
Okay. You're also out there doing all these side projects, too, like the Peter Scherer project and a few others where you're teaming up with other up-and-coming young artists and collaborating with them. Now, that's a complete different style in itself.
It more echoes what I do, what I did in the 80s, the Mark Shearer thing. It's a little bit different, but in the same kind of vein. But I'll tell you where I do break the mold, and I guess I'm a liar to say I'm taking off from not doing writing. I just came from Nashville, where I wrote with just a great songwriter, the head of Trick Pony, named Keith Burns, who I've used on World Stage, and he's had a great career with Trick Pony and songs like Poor Me. And he discovered a young artist named Will Dakota, 22-year-old, great singer, songwriter. And we've been writing for his album in the country, new country mold. But that's a new muscle to flex. You know, I every genre of music brings out something different in a songwriter. And I love going down to Nashville. It's a great town. And enjoying that.
Speaking of Nashville, I recently had New Blue on the show when they were in town, and they, another one, just raved about you and said that you're quite a bluegrass soul inside your rock and roll heart there.
Absolutely. I wrote a song for them that they haven't recorded yet, but I love Caroline, and just the whole band is so amazing, so excellent.
We're even talking about maybe doing some shows together. So that could be fun.
I think the song that you're referencing will probably be on the new album because she mentioned, she goes, you may have a surprise when you see our next album. There'll be a familiar name on there. So I'm thinking it's probably your song.
I hope so. I don't want to say the name of it, but okay. Yeah, it's a good one.
And again, I know we're focusing on Ides of March being tomorrow at the Acorn Theater, Three Oaks, Michigan, beautiful facility. But I do want to ask you about another project you've done, and you haven't done it in a while, and it's one of my favorites, and that's Life Force, your jazzy project. I don't want to say it's straight jazz because it's kind of a jazz hybrid, but what's going on with that? Have we seen the end of that? I mean, you did a double album. You combined the Life Force and Forces at Play album. Where are we going with that?
That one is probably, it's going to be revived, but that's on the back burner. I mean, before I would do that, I'd probably do more Storm Chasers shows because those are so successful. And thank you for having us. That was just a great show you had us out to.
Well, sadly, we had a downpour like we've had here the last few days. This area in rain has not been very conducive lately. And yeah, as you know, we had a lot of sound issues and everything else, but it sounded great once we got you up there.
We had a ball anyway. But yeah, Life Force is definitely alive, it's another part of what I do, and I love that as well.
What's up for the Ides and for Jim this summer? Obviously, summer's a busy season. You just mentioned going back out on the road, like you're touring with the Ides. You're doing Storm Chasers. What kind of schedule are we looking at? How are you slowing down at all? Are you doing more than ever?
Yeah. Well, the whole focus of my performing this year really is Ides of March. I might do one giant world stage show in fall or winter where I would invite a lot of the guests on this current album. Other than that, though, it's Ides of March, and celebrating 55 years. And in that respect, we're doing, of course, the Acorn coming up, but very soon after that, we're opening up for Sammy Hagar in Cleveland, a big benefit show that I'm so excited about. And inevitably, I'll probably get up on stage with him as well and do heavy metal. Maybe we'll even add I'm going to try to talk him into adding the Ides brass for his show, his version of heavy metal. That would be a blast. And we're opening up for Fabulous Thunderbirds that same weekend, who are fantastic. And then we're doing some other shows that are actually going to include people that are on the Ides of March album. It's way out in October. We're doing a big show at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, which you know is a wonderful theater, with Bo Bice and Mark Farner. And that's going to be terrific. You got to come to that one.
Okay. And what's the date on that?
October 24th, I believe. Okay. I'll double check with that.
All right. So you're keeping pretty busy there.
Yeah, you're darn right. I mean, we have a lot of music to promote, and we want to make the most of it. You know, with the Ides of March, It's 55 years, and this album, wait till you hear it. It's not out yet, and nobody's heard it, except my co-writers, and like Mark Farner, and people that are on the album have heard it. But I think it's our best yet, and I'm excited.
And the target date for that release? You said end of the summer?
The soft release is June 2nd. We're going to have 500 CDs ready to give to charity. For all the contributors to the Children's Hospital that we're supporting.
That's the Sammy Show.
That's the Sammy Show. Okay. But the real date is going to be mid-August, where it's going to hit all the digital sites and have a big blitz.
Wow. That's amazing. World Stage is now out. That's one we were just talking about. And we've got the, from your website, we've got the single that you have queued up here. And tell me a little bit about how you and Dennis, obviously you're neighbors. I won't say where you live, but you are neighbors, a couple houses apart, as I recall. But how did this all come together before we play it?
Well, Dennis and I have been friends for years, friends and competitors, but always friendly competitors. We worked together 15 years ago trying to write some songs, but it just wasn't, the stars didn't align, and we didn't really come out of that session with anything but a lot of fun. and we really didn't write anything that was that we felt was up to par. But lately, you know, he and I and my wife Karen and his wife Suzanne have been, we started having dinner together about a couple of years ago, just on a social level. He's telling me about his new band that he was really excited about, going out and doing a lot of the Styx material, the music of Styx, as he calls it. And I said, we got to make a record, a Dennis DeYoung record. And he's going, well, you know, records don't sell, you know.
I've had that same conversation with him. It's like, you got to stick him with a stick, you know, to get him to move.
Well, I'm the guy that stuck him with the stick. And I said, Dennis, you got to do it for the fans. I don't care if you sell two records. You got to do it for yourself. I finally convinced him, and I sent him one seed of a song, which is going to be on his new album, and he liked it so much. It just started the ball rolling. And nine songs later, we collaborated on nine wonderful songs that we're really excited about. And when the World Stage album was being made, I said, man, I'd really like you on this record. And together we wrote Proof of Heaven. And boy, talk about a meld of Styx and JP. And you can tell in the video what a blast we're having. Just working together, you see Colin Peterick on the drums and his guitar player, August Zadra, on guitar. And wow, what a blast.
This is the new single. We'll be back with Jim a final time after this. It's Dennis DeYoung, Jim Peterick, and World Stage. Proof of Heaven. We're hearing it for the first time here on Midwest Beats.
Tell me all you know. Whisper in my ear. The secrets of the universe we're dying all to hear. I promise not to tell. Well, maybe just my wife. Please explain the mystery they call the afterlife. 'Cause I believe I tell myself every day. When I look around, I see a world in disarray.
We're saints and sinners.
Looking for guardian angels, looking for saving grace, looking for proof of heaven in everyone's face. Great lyrics there. Jim Peterik, Dennis DeYoung, Proof of Heaven, brand new music, and that's off the World Stage album that is now out called Winds of Change. Watch for an Ides of March collaborative project coming out to the end of the summer, around August. Jim is our guest. We're going to talk to him a final time here. Don't forget, the Ides are playing at Acorn Theater, Generations Drive, Three Oaks, Michigan. Don't let Michigan address throw you, because it's only about an hour from Northwest Indiana, anywhere in Northwest Indiana, and about an hour and 15 from Chicagoland. So it's right a hop, skip, and a jump down the road. So don't turn away because it says Michigan. Just remember that there is an hour time difference. I always have to remind my listeners of that. So if it's a 10 o'clock show, it's a 9 o'clock show here. If it's a 7 o'clock show, yada, yada, yada. And the
so,
show...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's an 8 o'clock show in for Chicago, and pretend it's a 7 o'clock show.
That's right. I was just going to say it's eight p.m. Eastern time. Right. Jim, you have written some incredible songs over the years, and like I said, you've reinvented some, but you continue to write new material all the time. Why hasn't the well dried up? How do you keep going? So many people tell me, well, you know, I went through this period where I really didn't have anything to say. You always have something to say.
Yeah, but you know, I just love it. And a lot of times, and I talk about this in Songwriting for Dummies, my book, if I do have a period of minimal inspiration, I will go downstairs and I have a giant cabinet that I had built for all my notebooks from 1968 on, even before 68, excuse me, 64. Those were like composition books from school, you know. And I'll find an idea that maybe I couldn't finish, you know, when I was 12.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But more like, you know, I couldn't finish when I was 25 because maybe I didn't have the life experience to support it. And now, holy crap, you know, this is a good song. Now I can finish it. So you kind of become your own collaborator.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Speaking of collaboration, as we mentioned, you've written with a who's who of people, from Steven Tyler to Sammy Hagar to, you know, the 38 Special guys, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Kevin Cronin, Dennis DeYoung. Who is left on your wish list? Is there anyone still out there that you would really, really, really want to sit down and write a song with?
John Lennon.
I don't think we can make that happen.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, I'll tell you, Mick Jagger is one of my heroes and a very underrated. He never talks about his songwriting prowess. And yet you look at those lyrics to like Tumbling Dice and Brown Sugar and Honky Tonk Women, they're fabulous.
True.
You know, he's one of my heroes. I'd love to write a song with him.
All right. Of those you've written with, who do you feel has the strongest connection? When you guys sit down, it's just, it's there. There's no work involved. It's just, it, the chemistry is perfect. Obviously, there's different levels of working together with people. But who's that one that instantly clicks? Who's your Lennon to your McCartney?
Well, probably Don Barnes, you know, of 38 Special. We have that thing where we'll just sit down and it's effortless. You know, I mean, there's work involved, but
right,
it's a natural chemistry. Brian Wilson, you know, same thing. You know, it was like a dream come true working with him. And, of course, the team was Larry Millis, Brian Wilson, Joe Thomas, and myself. But we would get together and just have a blast, and he would be playing piano, and I'd be turning the tape recorder on going, there it is. You know, and Brian goes, what? I said, what you just played, play it again.
Mm-hmm.
And we would write a song.
Larry, another unsung hero of the sounds. All the fans know him and love him, but a lot of the public don't realize just the key element that he has played in the Ides and in all your projects over the years. Got to give him a big shout out. What a talented guy.
Wow. Glad you mentioned it, because, I mean, he did most of the World Stage album. You know, we did some recording with Colin at Jam Lab. The same thing with the Ides of March album. We did all the basic tracks at Jam Lab with the Colin Engineering. But it's always Larry, you know, when it comes down to the overdubs and the mix. Absolutely brilliant engineer. I've been using him now
since forever.
Like forever, yeah. He's just amazing. And a super person, as you know. And a great, great engineer and co-producer.
And his mom got you your record deal.
She did. The phone call, everybody, that changed my life. The day she said, you got an appointment at Mercury Records with Dutch Winsloff. And I go, how did you do that, Mrs. Millis? She goes, I went to the phone book and I called Mercury Records.
Simple as that.
What a concept.
If only it was that simple today.
I'm telling you.
One last shout out that I want to do, and that is again to you from a guest I had here just a couple weeks back, and that is you have done so many things to mentor people. You have plucked raw talent out of the strangest places and put them on the track to success, and one of those is Leslie Hunt. Leslie was on here with her band District 97 not too long ago, and she's a great singer, and she certainly sang your praise for the mentoring and the fact that you guys still bounce ideas off each other. Sometimes you'll have her come in and sing a demo of something. She's like, Jim is not the kind of guy that like just moves on, that you stay in touch. It's an extended family. And again, I'm getting that feel from so many people. I talk to a lot of people that we have in common, from Gunnar Nelson to Mark Farner to Leslie Hunt. I mean, and they're all saying that kind of stuff. So again, Jim, I got to salute you. And I got to let people know that you're more than just this talented songwriter.
Well, I know talent when I see it, and I know the kind of people I like to work with. And everyone you mentioned are not only great talents, but they're great people. And without the egos that come with certain superstars, you know, someone like a Leslie Hunt, man, you know, wow. You know, I've been working with her since she was 15 years old.
Right.
And developing her in St. Charles, and she's just a super talent.
One last thing, and we'll let you go, and that is the messages of your songs, if you will. I don't know if it's a conscious thing, but like the song we just played, Proof of Heaven, Eye of the Tiger, Delusional, All Join Hands. The message is always positive. There's so much negativity in music today, the dark side of everything. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit about the darkness in the second half. I have a young lady here that's doing a fundraiser for self-injury support groups, and we're going to play some songs that aren't quite as uplifting as the ones we've heard so far. Where does this positive energy from you come, that it just constantly is coming out and enlightening other people's lives?
Well, it's real. I'm not faking it. I've always been a glass half full kind of guy ever since I was very, very young. I had a good disposition towards life, and I'd like to put that across because we need it. That's why I didn't really get the whole, you know, Seattle kind of grunge movement. It just didn't resonate with me because it's so darn negative.
Right.
Rap music can be very negative, or it can be uplifting too. But I go from the other. I go to the light side and look for hope. And that's like proof of heaven in every stranger's face. There it is.
Right. Beautiful lyrics, beautiful song, as always. We're going to leave with a song called Live Life that is probably in my top five of anything you've ever written. I play this song every day, whether it's on my internet station, whether it's here or in my car. I look to that song for inspiration. It says something to me. Tell me a little about that song before we play it and let you go.
Well, first of all, thank you for enjoying that song because, well, you know, it's for people that really have to appreciate the moment. And a lot of times we forget. Live life like there's no tomorrow. And Johnny Van Zandt and I were in Fort Myers, and we were riding, and we just took a side trip in his pickup truck, and the sun was shining, and we went for a hamburger and a Coke, and it was just one of those days. He said, man, you know, you just got to live life. And I said, yeah, like there's no tomorrow. And we go, hell, let's finish this hamburger and get back to the rehearsal room, you know, and we wrote that song. And old man sitting there telling a story, young man, listen to all he had to say. You know, find the light that'll move you forward. Find a friend in every hand that you shake. Live life. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Amen to that. Well, we're going to play that. Jim, is there anything we haven't touched on that you would like to let people know? Obviously, performing tomorrow at the Acorn Theater at Generations Drive in Three Oaks, Michigan, just across the state line, and jimpiederick.com for all the upcoming dates. What else have we not talked about? Is there anything?
I wanted to thank you, Tom. You know, I've said it before. You were the first guy that really championed Survivor, you know, back when you were a disc jockey at that club, and you were spinning Rebel Girl when no one else knew about it.
Yeah.
And through the years, we've just developed a great friendship and a mutual love of music. You've always helped me and always helped my career, and I just want to take the opportunity to thank you.
Well, I thank you for the inspiration of your music and just the love that comes out in all your songs for everybody.
All right, Tommy, baby.
All right, next generation, Colin Peterick. Watch for him. He's with Jim, but he's also got his own side projects as well at the studio there, and he's moving ahead. Has he got a new album or anything coming forth?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because he's got a new band called the Brooklyn Charmers, and it's a Steely Dan tribute band.
Hmm.
And there's a few of those, as you know, but
right.
There's none that are under 30 or as damn good as these kids are. And they're doing these live videos from their Jam Lab studio, and they're going viral. I mean, unbelievable amount of hits. So check out the Brooklyn Charmers on YouTube. It's unbelievable what they're doing.
All right. We are overdue for a trip to our favorite winery, so we need to get the girls together and do that soon.
I'm ready.
All right. Jim, thank you for your time today.
Okay. Thanks, Tommy.
All right. Travel safe and break a leg tomorrow.
Will do. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Going back to the Ides of March, still 19, this is Live Life. Coming up next, we'll be dancing through the decades.
Sitting there telling his story, young man listening to all he had to say. Find a light, it'll move you forward. Find a friend in every hand that you shake. Live life. Ooh, live life. Feel the sun, stop and smell the flowers. Feel the moon as it turns the tide. Touch the stars, it is in your power. Scale the rocks on the mountainside. It's your life, can live it for you. Make your dreams your own mistakes. Carve your life from the clay I gave you. Hold a little more of a chance you take. Live life like there's no tomorrow. Live life like there's just today. Don't sweat over pain and sorrow. Life is what happens when you believe in the way you live life. Live life.
end. Kiss the tears you've been trying to hide. Feel the weight of the world you're under. Fight the fears you've been holding inside. It's your life, you gotta live it forward. Can't go back no matter how you try. Choose up the madness or the blindness. Pick the high road when you can't decide. Live life like there's no tomorrow. Live life like it's just today. Don't sweat all the pain and sorrow. If it's gonna happen, it'll happen anyway. Live life, it's a celebration. Live life, it's a big parade. Live life, it's a soul vacation. Life is what happens when you look the other way. Life is what happens when you look the other way. Life is what happens when you look the other way. Life is what happens when you look the other way.